Hello and welcome to Season 5 of Pint of Cthulhu, run by me, Jay. This season we are doing a custom Bloodborne TTRPG that I have spent the last few months feverishly making, and we have a new player, and we've lost an old one. Rich, how about you introduce yourself?
Hello everyone, how are we all doing?
Everyone alright? You good? Everyone else here?
So, along with our new boy Rick, we have Matt, Took, Cap, Cartman. All playing.
Hello.
Hi.
The usual gang.
The usual gang.
Yeah.
The gang's all here. So, I'm gonna start us off. So, we start this season in the city of Yharnam. It has been 20 years since the Beast Plague began. The streets teem with monsters, people cry out in fear, the scent of blood hangs heavily in the air. The only thing standing between the city and total annihilation and chaos are the hunters. Luckily enough, though all of you hail from different places, all five of you are indeed hunters. It's the only truth you know that a hunter must hunt. You are all lying on your backs in a dark, dingy room. The only person each of you see is an old man, bent and bowed with bandages covering his eyes. You cannot currently move.
So many transfusions today. You're awake over there? Oh, don't worry. Whatever happens, you may think it all a mere bad dream.
Your sight starts to darken as the man leans over you. You blink, he is gone. You blink again, and a skinless beast emerges from a pool of blood, reaching a clawed hand out towards you before chased off by a blaze of fire, and is then replaced by shrinking shrill ghouls clawing their way towards your faces. Blink again, everything goes black. You hear a faint voice saying, "Ah, you found yourself some hunters." Each of you now truly awaken, feeling kind of shitty, to be honest, in metal cots filled with mouldering blankets. None of you remember much of how you got here. You assume you got real fucked up in your last hunt, as you all now can move freely and may sit up and introduce your characters. Just so we have an order to go in, can everyone give me a quick... let's go for vitality check to see how well you're recovering from your injuries. That is a roll of a d10 plus whatever your vitality modifier would be.
Alright, vitality. It's plus 2 for me, so let's go. D10 plus 2.
It's a 10.
My first roll of the game is a 1.
It's a nat 1.
Fantastic. My character is not happy with the situation.
Right, if everyone could tell me what you got.
10.
I got an 8.
I got 5.
With your modifiers on?
I had a 0 modifier, so I was a
3. Oh, so you all have... Yeah, seven. Okay, yeah. 7 for Rick. 3 for Cap.
Good job, Cap.
8 for Cartman. And Took, what did you get?
Did you say it was with the vitality modifier?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Alright, so I got a 3.
Oh, tied with Cap. Alright, so Matt, start us off and introduce your character.
Well, hi there, I'm Mr. Hank. I've been a hunter for quite some time now, but I have no idea where the hell I am. God dang it, this stinks like shit in here.
And if you could give us your class?
Oh, I'm a scholarly man, if I remember correctly, that'd be right, and yeah.
Alright, next up is Rick.
Oh, hello, dears. Granny Gertrude here. I'm very old. A retired hunter, hoping to come back into the job to find the sweet release of death.
Okay.
You can just call me Granny, it's fine.
You ain't right. There's nothing wrong about you.
Over the years, Gertrude becomes a sweet old granny, the first sweet old granny Gertrude in history of
Hang
this
on.
Podcast.
Wasn't Gertrude a gap? Wasn't Gertrude a granny in our first one? Our first series?
Yeah, she wasn't a sweetheart, though.
No.
Who says Gertrude in this is a sweetheart?
It's all a ruse.
Yeah, exactly.
You see.
Sweet on the outside. Fuck these bitches up, okay?
Next up is Cartman.
Yes, so I'm Sir Vince Hemlock. Sorry, my got a nasty cough at the moment. So I'm getting there.
Vince Hemlock. One of us wasn't dying.
Yeah,
cut back to when I said to Cartman that every single episode, even when we've been doing this for 4 years, you act like this is your very first episode of a podcast ever.
Hey, in one reality, I'm sure there is.
Wait, hold on. What was Matt's character's name, the scholar?
Hank. Oh, just Mr. Hank.
Oh, it was just Mr. Hank. Okay. I thought that you were just making fun of your own impression there. Okay.
Better column A, better column B.
So, Cap, you're up.
All right, so I guess in the corner, lumbering to his feet very slowly, he rises above everybody else in the room, a giant of a cleric, just slams a massive warhammer onto the ground as he helps himself up. I am Dominicus, and he leaves it at that.
Ooh, a strong, muscular young man.
God damn, you've been working out, boy.
And last but not least, Took.
My name is Brittany Johnson. I am a lamb. That's my background. That's my class. I'm here to fuck shit up and take names because I'm a queen bitch slay. All right, just saying.
I can already tell I'm going to love this character.
Cool. Yes, Granny, I could tell you were a queen too. Totally. Totally.
I could teach you a thing or two, young lady, trust me.
Oh, I'm sure you do. You look like you are a real slut back in your day.
Jesus. You don't know the half of it.
I've rode more dicks in this town than anybody.
That's
my good, good start to the my series. Hoardies,
yes.
Somewhere you hear cockroaches scuttle by.
We literally got a cleric.
They just fell out. My apologies.
Excuse me, bitches. I got places to go.
Oh, no.
God damn it, you did.
Marge, what the hell?
We're in the wrong show.
So... you are in a dimly lit clinic. Shelves line the walls, filled with dusty, empty flasks and some vials crusted with disturbingly tacky red residue. Lamps flicker, and from the lack of sunlight coming through the grimy windows, you can tell it's the night of the hunt. You also notice that you have your weapons, you have your armour, but you're missing a lot of shit you should have on you, such as any ammo for your guns or crossbow. Your torch, Matt, does not need ammo, so you're feeling fine. If you guys want to have a look around the room,
has anybody seen a small little silver anywhere?
can I just take in the visages of the other players here, and can you maybe just describe yourselves?
Oh, God dang it.
Like, what do you look like?
Servit's handbook stares into the light in his oh, is it glittering armor? His cane.
Oh, he's that.
Just comes, just like, I'm
fabulous. He's fabulous. Literally hey, about queen. To say what Matt was saying.
Yeah. Just like, I shall be the savior. No. He's more like a bit of an old haggery sort of chap with a very grey beard, sort of ponytail hair, wearing some Canehurst armor with a cane, holding a cane. And with a
glitter eyeshadow, red lipstick.
only on days and why, baby.
Yeah, what class was Vince?
Got a corset.
Vile blood. Which means nothing at all, don't worry.
Okay.
Vince is a normal person.
Well, whatever.
Can't tell. I mean, my heirs are upon me.
Okay, he now looks over to the scholar, Mr. Hank, and...
Oh, hi there, big man. I'm a relatively average hard man. I've got a bit of a comb over, gone a bit bald in my older years. Kind of a squarish face, brownish hair, wearing one of them long jackets. Hold myself a torch and a book. Yeah, a pair of glasses. You know, how useful they are, it's hard to tell, because we aren't in the Dark Ages.
Standard. Alright, I look over to Granny Gertrude. And take in the glory.
As you should. Granny Gertrude is the most stereotypical looking grandmother you can think of. She's wearing a flowery blouse, like a little skirt. She's got a little crocheted handbag that she made herself. Obviously grey hair, big glasses on like a little chain that goes around her neck. Just the most stereotypical grandma you can think of. That is her. She's only tiny as well. But if you try and lift her handbag, it's like Thor's hammer. You cannot hold it.
All the pennies in the world.
It's full of Werther's originals, dear.
Ah.
Dominicus.
Only the best for granny.
Dominicus does start to feel a little bit safer. Starts to feel a little bit safer seeing Granny Gertrude there with her handy bag. And finally he looks over in surprise and shock, I guess, at Brittany. What did he see?
So Brittany is 5'2". She's got short red hair. She did have a ball gown at one point, but it obviously wasn't real good for traversing Yharnam. So it's cut off at I wouldn't really say short skirt, just a little bit above the knee, scantless, just a little bit, but not quite too slutty, just a whittle, but she has long sleeves, and nestled in her sleeves, she has a little pistol, a little, we did say before, Hello Kitty pistol, but we're not going to do that, obviously, it's going to be a little bit of a pink pistol, a little compact pistol, and she carries around a pink baseball bat, because her favorite color's pink.
Her favorite color's blue.
Yes, yeah, she fucking hates it. Hates all this pink bullshit. What's blue so bad she can't see straight? Comes out, she's goth, man, I hate my depression. I wish it was all black. You wouldn't understand, Mom. It's not a face.
I've never seen anyone more colorful or scantily clad in my life.
Somehow she has the first nail file. She's filing her nails. Just in the corner. She's the world's first nail file at this point. Whatever.
It's just glass embedded into the parchment.
Vince is going to just mutter under his breath, a devil child.
Demon.
Devil child.
No pink here.
Seeing Brittany, I think Dominicus has finally gotten himself to his full height after being on the ground for so long. He's a giant of a cleric.
What? What's at your full height after seeing Brittany?
Oh,
no. No. He's just...
Is that your hammer in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? My goodness.
He stands, sour-faced, not reacting to this. The giant of a cleric.
God damn, man. You fall over, you'll be able to prop yourself back up.
My goodness, you're so tall. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Giving off main character energy, if I've ever seen it.
Oh my god, Gen Z fucking. God help us all. So, you guys will note that you're missing your bullets if you had them, and blood vials, which would be what you use to heal yourself. You also all know that the rest of you are hunters. You can tell by the way they stand, by the fact they are armed and dangerous in the city of Yharnam. You are all effectively a cross between monster hunters and Sword of the Guard. Your job is to fuck up anyone who is mutated and monstrous, and to keep the citizens of Yharnam safe.
Okay. Yes, I was going to ask, I'd like to search around some bullets. I swear I have some bullets, but all of a sudden they've gone missing. So yes. I'm sure there might be some around here somewhere.
Can you and anyone else looking to find just stuff around the room hit me a perception check? So it seems 4d10 with your modifier on.
Sorry, perception? I'm getting it. 7.
What was it? Sorry, 4d10, did you say?
I got 6. Because it's, when my skill is 7, but I got -1, so I got a 6.
9.
Cartman, bud, you're supposed to be rolling a d10 and then using your modifier. So.
My perception is 7.
Yeah, bud, you're rolling a d10 and then you're taking a -1 on that. See the little...
That boy ain't right.
Yeah, that boy ain't right. In his defense, this is his first time playing this game. We'll see if by the end he's got more or less of a hold on him than he did Blister Cross.
I've got a 4. My modifier? I found nothing.
Well, I got a 6. Does that get me anything?
A 6 for Cap? Did anyone get higher than that?
I got 9.
I got an 8. I got a 7.
Okay.
6, 7. Okay, you all got pretty good. So, Matt, you said you got an 8, right?
9.
That's the highest? 9. So, are you looking more for bullets, or for healing, or for information?
You see, I want to find me a nice big canister of propane and propane accessories.
Okay.
<You're> free.
You know what, for a 9, which is pretty fucking good, I will let you find one Molotov cocktail.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh my god, first episode in. Didn't even have to craft it.
Now, what we have here, boys and girls, is a very flammable object. You want to be careful with this.
Smash!
Well, luckily we gave it to our scholar.
Yeah.
We take care of that. It's a very important item, I'm sure. But I need some bullets, so with my 8, hopefully, or 7, I might get some bullets.
With your 7, I will give you 3 bullets for your gun.
Sweet.
You'll find them just sort of loose in the floorboards. You'll be able to pick them out. It seems like someone's been pretty careless with the supplies in here. What else did everyone get?
I got 4.
You got 4. Unfortunately, you will not be finding much with that.
Oh, no, Gertrude. I did find a bullet. Look. Oh, sorry. That's my. I don't put that back in my handbag. My apologies. That's
all about
my
brain. Drop your Werber's originals.
There's a couple of those scattered on the floor here. Let me just pick those up. Don't mind
me. Hold on, Gertrude. Could you let me see that handbag again? I wanted to see what you just put back in there real fast.
You don't want this.
Tiffin, you got a 6. No, an 8.
It's almost worn down.
I got an 8.
Do you look for bullets, knowledge, or blood vials to heal healing potions effectively?
I'm looking for knowledge. Just wanting searching a little bit, knowledge. Like where I could get my hands on what Gertrude put back in her hand.
I
as well.
Unfortunately, cannot tell you where to get a yield vibrator. You'll have to carry Gertrude later on that one. Well, I
if we get out of here, I'll take you somewhere I know. Don't you worry.
The Scanty Princess is open at this time of night. Let's go down there.
Ye old Victoria's Secrets.
I'm so old, I know the secret.
You are Victoria herself.
I am Victoria.
As in Queen. right. So what you do
yes,
now...
Queen Slay, for sure, Gertrude, for sure.
Is that you are in Esophagus Clinic, which you happen to know is a usual place for hunters to get dragged if they pass out like little bitches on the hunt and someone feels nice enough to save their asses. It is in central Yarnum, which is pretty good. You're supposed to be patrolling around that area. You also know that the clinic, because there's always blood smell, is typically really surrounded by beasts and also more full than this. Like, there should have been someone looking after you guys. There's like 5 of you. You're all unconscious. There's no doctor here. And that is not how things should be. So
I know I don't need to be looked after, because first things first, I'm a strong, independent queen. But second, we got a big boy cleric in here, and I know I feel real safe with him here with me.
Speaking of which, you...
I mean, a cleric's a cleric. He's just a god man.
He's just God himself.
Yeah, boy, no, that might have been disrespectful to what that man there. But I think you should apologize.
Nah, I'm not. He's just God.
If I ended up here due to mercy, I want none of it. If it's trickery, then let the deceiver come forth and answer.
Right, did I miss someone's roll? I think I missed Cap's roll for that what you were getting. Right.
Yeah, I got 6.
So you looking for blood or bullets?
Oh, it's gonna be bullets, surely.
Right, you find with 6, I think you'll find 2 bullets crammed behind something else in the shelves. Unfortunately for all of you, there seems to be no valid blood here. There's no blood vials that aren't all, like, nasty and gunked up and kind of suspicious looking. But you found some ammo for yourselves. And I think also with Matt's 9, you will notice that there is a barricaded door behind you. It seems pretty impassable, and a pathway ahead of you that is clear enough, leading up a set of stairs.
Well, seems there's only one way to go then. Up the stairs.
You see a narrow staircase. Light spills out from the high windows. Pretty dim still, because it is nighttime. Can I get a perception check again?
Did we all go up the stairs?
If you're all going. If not, just from Cartman.
I made sure, like, in front of Cap's character, like, I was walking up in front of him and I, like, trip and fall up the stairs as it, like, catch me.
Oh! Oh!
Gertrude does the same.
Like
My very elderly knees can't cope on these stairs.
Allow me to assist fair maidens.
Oh, no. It's like Gertrude in one hand and Brittany in the other.
I just got it's like an angel and devil on his shoulders. He's got one young clad in pink. And
I just like, Brittany's like casually reaches her hand over to give Gertrude a high five. Like, yeah, bitch.
Yes.
Okay,
so. Yes.
So Dominicus is carrying the two women up the stairs, okay.
Just going to be us trying to seduce him the whole time.
This is going to be the whole game. Okay, I mean, it's going to be a long campaign at this point.
Oh, I bloody hope so.
But Gertrude wins in the end. Like, Brittany never had a chance. Gertrude the whole time.
Experience trumps every time, dude.
I am going to say that because you're engaging in shenanigans with each other, you're too busy staring into each other's eyes, respectively, the two of you into the cleric's eyes. Matt, however, can give me a perception check also.
Give you what?
That is a 5. Okay. Thank you.
I've already got a really shit perception. It doesn't help if you two are going to be in
the entire
time. Can't see anything.
I've got that 10th perception.
Yep. So I'm going to say, Cartman, you went maybe a little bit ahead of the rest of the pack.
I've got my gun out. I mean, I've got that pointing ahead of me now. It's loaded. So
you hear a kind of ripping noise. Sounds kind of like a wet ripping noise. Not the fart.
That's my blouse. Sorry.
Jesus. There's something
a foot. Gertrude, shit, we're not that far yet. You gotta be lit. We haven't got him that. We haven't chiseled him down that far yet.
I'm very old. I haven't got time.
Take me!
Take me now!
Ladies, please, the noise came from over yonder.
Yeah. The noise did, in fact, come from over yonder, which Cartman would know and the rest of you might not yet. It's kind of a wet, tearing noise, and you smell something very metallic coming ahead. And it's sort of loud, obnoxious breathing sounding from the... not just quite from this room here, but from the room ahead of it, which you would probably know is a larger healing room for general citizens. You guys were in kind of like the little private hunter ward.
Okay. So there's a... strange squelching sound in the next above the stairs from me. I'm just gonna carry on upstairs. I want to figure this out. So,
have we heard this yet?
Guns afoot.
You have not heard anything, but if Cartman chooses to tell you that there's suspicious sounds, there's also there's also a lack of the regular sounds of the clinic. There's no like orderlies bustling about. There's no people moaning in pain or whatever.
It's quiet around here.
Only hear Brittany and Gertrude.
Yeah, just laughing away back there, not ignoring the danger.
Take care up there, elderly gentleman. This is suspicious.
So which one you call an elderly gentleman?
Well, he was the only one that described himself as being grey-haired. What are you? Do you actually look young or old?
Yeah. I mean, how old does that image look? Like 40s, 45?
Yeah.
Oh, ancient then.
To be fair, the cleric looks a lot older than you.
Yeah. Aged. Maybe Gertrude does have a chance.
Like fine wine, Gertrude darling. Always like fine has a wine.
Right. As you are you guys heading into the next room? Or are you guys... Yep.
Well, have I made it up the stairs yet with these two on me?
I think you're strong enough that you can dual wield fellow hunters.
Yes. Hey. Cap.
Swing me like a bat. Swing me like a bat.
Could you swing, in fact, Brittany while she holds the bat out?
Yeah, swing like it. I'm holding it out. Like you're just extending it. Like, yes, swing me.
Yeah, I can swing her and show,
and I want to
pull. Double damage.
Oh, he's both kinds of swinger now.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't knock until you've tried it. Yeah.
Okay, so I'd like to. I'm going to carry on up these stairs.
No kink shaming here, all right? Just saying.
You guys, by the way, do have all control of your own tokens. So if you are moving somewhere, just move the token, and I can see that you're moving the place you're going.
Oh, follow you up there, boy.
Yeah. The growling sounds get louder, but they don't seem to. Whatever is in there doesn't seem to have heard or noticed you yet.
Okay. I'd like to throw something ahead of me. Can I, because there's a corridor above us, it's like a landing, something like that?
Yep.
Can I, throw, I don't know, a plant pot or something up there to make a noise, a distraction, something like that? I'm going to try and lure this thing out.
You'll find, there's a couple of vials and, I don't know, some books and stuff around that should make enough noise if you huck them up the stairs.
I'd like to just throw a book after the landing, or a couple of books. I want to make a sound trying to lure this thing out. So that's what I want to do.
Now what if I throw up there a Molotov cocktail? That'll clear out anything.
Confirm your target before acting violently.
Yes. Right, so with that 10 on perception from the thing up the stairs, it will be drawn to the noise. And it's going to come in pretty guns blazing, seeing as it will also have heard the lot of you. And
oh, it's
charging.
A little doggy! Hello! Oh,
target confirmed.
target confirmed.
Oh, you're a good
boy. God dang, it's a mangy dog.
Rapidly closing in on you is about 9 foot tall, on all fours, wolf-like creature with unfortunately human-looking hands. It is racing, rapidly barreling down.
Well done. I'm going to shoot it in my gun quickly.
A werewolf with human-looking hands.
So, essentially, this thing, has wolf head, wolf that body, kind of, fur and stuff.
That makes
stuff,
it less intimidating.
Yeah, still the bone, have you ever seen, an eye where they have the creepy naked hands that don't quite look like they belong on an animal? That. Those fucked up things.
That is creepy.
Weird.
Well, they're really long, thin fingers.
Yeah, they're really unfortunate-looking hands.
Dang, it's a furry.
Needs a firm hand, is all.
This is a great chance. My cunning plan
I've
is
got
worked.
One of those.
I've lured
for
out
sure.
the beast.
Yep, unfortunately, because it was so aware of what was going on, you guys aren't going to get a surprise round or stealth on this thing. Can I get perception rolls, which will be effectively your initiative?
Ah, well, if I knew that, shit.
You've got
worst perception in the game.
11.
11? Well, nice.
Hang on. Can I ask something? Because I did lure him out with the book, and I did say I have my gun out ready and waiting. Could I get a quick action shot in?
If he hadn't got a max roll on his perception,
okay,
yes.
Fair enough.
But he fucking, came running because he heard sound, but he knew there were people there.
Yeah, that's fair enough. If he got the max roll, then fair enough.
Alright, so a 5 for Rich.
I got a 0, so I'm just going to stand with my arms protecting the women.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And a 6.
Throw me!
Cartman, what did you get for your initiative?
I got a 6. 7.1.
Right, so... and Wolfboy needs to hit a perception as well. Okay, there we go. So, that will be Mr. Hank going first. Interesting thing about this game system, you don't have to roll to attack. Basically, every attack in this game, both from yourself and enemies, will auto-hit. The only thing that matters is whether they choose to dodge it and have the stamina to do so. And also their DR. Or MR if you're using magic attacks. For most of you, I think all of you except for Cartman, the thing you are adding on to your damage is your strength modifier. For Cartman, I believe it is skill. And then for your ranged weapons, it will be your blood tinge modifier that adds on to the damage you roll. If you want to dodge an attack, you must spend stamina to do so. You will have your amount of stamina on your sheet. Yep. You can choose to straight up fucking book it and run for about 20 stamina for 10 feet. You can try and roll under or jump over an attack if you know which one it's going to do for 10 stamina. And you can dash through and towards attacks for 30 stamina. If you want to do something, just ask and I'll tell you on your turn how much it costs. You can move once per turn, either on your turn or on the enemy's turn. And you can attack once per turn on your turn. Pretty simple, regular stuff. Right, so, Matt, what are you going to hit this bastard with?
Well, you see, I'm a man of fire myself. I prefer the flame. Oh, God. I'm going to chuck me a damn Molotov at this thing.
Oh, God. It's the way we've got to go. We're going to be trapped.
Hey, who cares? It's Molotov. It's cool, it's fun, and it's thematic. And also very, very, very dangerous.
Oh, hell yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Don't worry.
It's what we live for.
So, you're Molotov. I'm going to want a strength throw to see how far you can yak this thing.
A strength throw?
Yeah, because this is technically not a weapon. This is something you are throwing.
If this lands 2 foot in front.
So that includes the modifier, yes?
Yep. D10 and modifier.
That's you know, four. Richard, that has happened in this game before.
I've listened.
So I'm going to say you guys get the Molotov to about here with a 4. It's not the worst roll in the world. I am going to need Cartman
to... So those are stairs, and we're at the bottom of the stairs, so those bounce and then roll down the stairs towards us, Jay? Because where you just put was at the top of the stairs, but still on the stairs.
Yep, it's a 4, bud. But also,
oh,
this is
God
a...
Oh, damn it.
It's pretty much just going to smash immediately. I'm not going to make you guys deal with bounce mechanics and your Molotovs.
We're all ablaze. Wonderful.
So while that will hit the wolf, who I don't think is smart enough to know to dodge a glass bottle... it is, I'm going to need Cartman to decide if he's going to spend stamina to not get set on fire, considering he's also standing on the stairs.
I'm at the bottom of the stairs.
And this is...
It should fly over me.
It's like 5d10. Yeah, but it's going to explode, essentially.
Am I going to... Okay, so...
This is
going to
be 5d10 damage.
I'll have to spend... Oh, well. Yeah, I'm going to have to spend the stamina on that one, because I don't want to get hit with it.
Yeah, it's just an easy... I'd say you can roll back and just spend 10 stamina and get out of the way of it. It's
yeah,
going to be 5d10, which I'll let Matt roll.
I'm definitely going to...
5d10, you say?
Yeah, and... Yep. And because every elemental thing acts as magic here, you'll be adding on your arcana to whatever the number 29 is.
29 plus the one arcana, 30.
30 damage. So I'm just going to hit that. And he is set on fire for... Can you roll me a d4?
You want a d4?
Yep. For how many rounds this bastard's going to be burning?
3.
3 rounds of fire.
Burn, puppet, burn.
Nice. And next up on the turn order is unfortunately Wolf Boy. Who can
great.
Do
he's
some
on
damage.
Fire coming at us.
Yeah, he's running down the stairs on fire. Determined to get sweet, sweet vengeance, I think, on Matt for setting him on fire. He's coming after Hank.
God dang it.
And he is going to attempt to lunge at you. So unless you're dodging, he's going to hit you like a little bit of a fright train. And smack you for 18 damage and knock your ass over.
How much would it take to dodge?
You're kind of fucked a little bit. Because you're standing like at the front of a packed grip in a hallway, and you can't really go back away from him. So you'd have to dash forward for 30 stamina to get away from this.
Yeah, Dominicus is actually taking up the entire exit.
Yeah, with Gertrude and Brittany.
Because he's got Gertrude and Brittany on his shoulders. Yeah.
So if you want to avoid this 18 damage, you're going to have to spend 30 stamina and dodge essentially through him to be on the other side.
I'll do that. Go on and backflip over him.
Yeah, you're going to have to be about here. Yeah, just like straight run through the attack. It pounces over you, you go under, and you get free.
I don't want to be that guy, but is that area not on fire?
I'm going to say the dash counts as in running through the flames too.
My student robe thing has +1 fire. Does that also affect the damage I've given him?
No, that means if you get smacked with fire, you take slightly less.
Ah, right.
Which would have been relevant if you had got smacked by him, to be honest, because he is a flame.
Don't worry, these robes are made of asbestos.
Jesus Christ. Whole new problem.
Okay.
Next up is... Cap. Oh, actually, hang on, Brittany. Yeah, I'll just leave it be Cap.
Well, it looks like me, Tukin, and
You all rolled the exact same result.
So, I think that a good idea here would be, as the wolf lunges at Hank, and Hank does his, I don't know, his backflip over it, onto the fiery stairs, I think that I would happily just react by hammering it in the face as Hank jumps out of the way, like a surprise attack.
Sure thing, hit me with the damage here.
So, he raises his hammer, he swings it into this wolf, and it's 10d10. So, 10d10 damage is... Actually, on the advanced roller, it doesn't do as high as 10. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. You might have to do just like 5 and 5 or something.
10d10, roll.
Whew!
So he smacks this wolf hard for 48 damage. There's a 1 in 4 chance that he'll stagger. How do you want to do that? Just roll a d4?
Yep, d4. If you hit me with a 4, he'll stagger.
No, he didn't stagger it, but it did do 48 damage just straight off. So he just growls out and goes, "Penance!" and smacks it in the face.
You get a quick yip and the winds out of the wolf. He does seem a bit fucked up by this, but not too bad.
Fire is too kind for you.
Up next would be Brittany.
I'm curious what Brittany does.
Well, I do have a baseball bat, you stuck-up shiny bitch. I'm gonna hit it with my fucking baseball bat. You know, this thing isn't just for show. I did say I was a strong, independent woman, and I'm gonna fucking show it. And so I literally smack it across the face with my baseball bat.
Hit me with your damage.
Should be 9d10.
9d10. Oh, Cap, what's your strength modifier?
My strength modifier? Oh, there's a plus one.
So he takes one more damage.
Oh, excellent. So, 49 damage.
Yeah. It's small tokens for now, but when you guys get higher levels, that'll matter a bit more. Holy shit! It's a lot of damage!
And Jesus. 1d4 of stun, that's one stun.
The old gods have strange humor, smitten not by flame nor steel, but by a child's toy.
Yep. So.
Bitch, this may be pink, but it'll fuck you up regardless.
Impressive, young one.
Yep. So the werewolf is not going to be able to move a fucking muscle. So you guys can get a whale on it for a bit longer.
Nice.
Cartman, you are up next.
So we don't roll to hit, we just hit?
Yeah, and the downside of that is that unless you spend stamina, enemies will just hit you as well.
Yeah, that goes both ways then.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing must be like at least halfway dead.
I mean, you can see can you guys see the health bar it has?
Yeah, I
see it.
It's a little over half, it looks.
Yep.
I'd like to see health bars in this game.
Yeah. I'm gonna use my cane, my dreaded cane, close attack, because it's right next to us. 10d6.
Yep.
What
stun means for this game is that he cannot move on his turn, so he can't dodge anything you guys are doing to him. He can still attack on his next turn, though.
36.
Your modifier?
Oh, my modifier is my skill, right?
Yep, because you have a different
three. Plus three.
Nice. So that's 39.
Yep, 39, sorry.
Nice. And then before we go back to the turn order, top of the turn order, we have Gertrude.
Right, come here then, you little bitch.
I'm going to roll. Smack him with my crochet handbag.
Come on, you here, you little
spin
fucker.
It round.
This wolf is having really the most confusing day. A baseball bat, a hammer, a Molotov cocktail, a fucking handbag.
It should not have come in it. It really shouldn't. I'm just going to spin it round really quick and uppercut it in the face with this crocheted handbag. That is 12d8.
That's
55 damage.
55 damage. And it can't dodge because it is still stunned. So it just has to eat all of that shit.
Eat handbag.
That is 55 damage. And now it is back to Hank, who is now on the opposite side of this poor, beleaguered, confused-looking wolf.
Step him in the back.
Who is still getting burnt to shit, by the way.
Well, I'm going to stand on top of this stairs. I'm going to poke him with my damn stick here.
Yeah, go for it.
Take this. Oh, there's not even a 10d10 option.
Yeah, Rich, run into that.
Take this up the ass, wolfy boy.
53.
Trust me, the tip is the hardest.
And your modifier?
Oh, the modifier, which is...
Strength, I think, for that one.
Okay, so 52.
52.
Take this up the ass, you bad boy.
Ooh.
It's a bad dog.
Gonna pet that dog.
Seems like Gertrude didn't have the hard part with the tip.
Yeah, oh. Unfortunate, truly. Yeah, so the wolf is now looking very beat to shit, whimpering and kind of cowering, turning its head from the flame to the rest of you, to Hank again. It can't really escape, and it can't run or dodge or move.
I'm just going to batter this thing. Better dog.
Move, it is now its turn, and it's going to lash out at the closest person, which is Cartman.
Yeah.
It's going to try and chew up Vince quite a bit. And it is going to take a couple of swipes at you, which will be, unless you choose to dodge it, 34 damage minus your DR.
Yes, I mean, I'm definitely going to dodge it because that's a lot of health loss for me. So,
your only option again because you are backed into the cleric wall.
So it's a 30 stamina cost. Okay, so I'd like to ask this question for the sake of the game. How do you regain stamina, and how does stamina work a little bit more?
So, stamina is regained either when you spend a turn not doing any movement at all, or at the end of a round. So, Matt technically should have gotten 5 stamina back, but I'm not expecting you to take long enough to kill this wolf for it to matter, because you'll get it back when the fight ends anyway.
Okay, I'll get it back when the fight ends anyway. Brilliant. Okay, yeah. So, no, I'll definitely take dodge.
Yeah. Poor wolf is getting fucked up.
Can you get stamina potions in the game?
You can get elixirs, later on that will effectively make everything cost less stamina. But they don't magically give you all back. The wolf is on its turn now, and it is still on fire, so it is going to take...
Oh, sorry, I should have said I did take the dodge and I moved my character.
Knock down your stamina by 30.
Yes, on that, 53.
Original damage was... It is not going to be 30 every time. Probably good for this thing that it is not going to be. Instead, it is going to be half damage, so 15 damage off this thing. It is now looking very poorly indeed. 64. And it is Cap's turn again.
Yeah, so as Vince jumps his way up the stairs, a shadow starts to loom over the werewolf. As Dominicus holds his hammer up above his head and drives it down on top of the wolf again.
The wolf could not look more different from the fiery beast that charged you at the start. His curling tail between his legs, face half smashed in.
Stick up its arse.
Stick up its arse. Slightly charred. Plus modifier?
I do 44 damage to it
and
stagger.
Stunned. It still can't run.
It's already dead.
Mash your hammer into the side of this thing and it snaps both its front legs, keeling over into an awkward bowing position before the cleric.
The old gods deny you a worthy kill.
Yeah. Poor boy. I think it's time for Brittany to mercy kill this thing.
Oh, still alive.
20 health. Yep.
You damn straight. I will fuck it up. Now, as she raises the bat above her head, Lewis is sitting there and goes, "This is the start of my hot girl era." And just like fucking smashes it across his face.
Hit me with the damage for that. Because there's technically a chance he doesn't die.
Oh my god. Are you sure? Are you absolutely sure there's not a chance? There's a chance he will survive, because it is 9d10. That's 59 damage.
Yep, fucked up, and dead.
Just constantly, just fucking smash.
Like, covered in blood.
Just really go for it.
She's got, like, blood all over, and she's got... just licking us.
So,
oh,
you guys,
delicious.
You guys see the cleric rear up and give a mighty blow to this thing, breaking its legs, and then you see Brittany, 5'2" with a baseball bat instead of a hammer.
She has to, like, somehow look up and, like, trying to swing a pinata, like, yeah!
Yeah! And it just splats the wolf entirely into the wall, knocks it off its remaining 2 feet, and finally puts it out of its flaming, charred misery.
Then she, like, walks behind the cleric, she smacks his ass, like, good game!
Dominicus smiles at Brittany and says, strange providence. Either the old gods delight in mockery, or they've given you teeth behind your fleece.
Now, did he smile as she smacked it, the wolf, or when she smacked his ass as he walked by? And that's the question. It has to be answered. Like, when did the smile happen?
It was on kill.
Oh, yeah. That's not as fun.
Nice.
That's fun. So, while there is the new problem of a charred wolf corpse somewhat blocking the... hallway, you'll be able to clamber over it, and the fire's kind of died down as the alcohol kind of burns up, so you won't get charred yourself. You guys are now out of combat. Cartman, Matt, you will regain your lost stamina.
Nice.
And you are free to move further into the clinic, and also to perhaps examine the corpse of this thing if you want to.
I was going to say, well, hold up there, little
Joe. Yeah, let's walk to the landing and let's gather.
Okay, you can walk past. I'm gonna take me some cuts of meat off of this here wolfy boy. You never know, it could come in handy.
I bet it tastes really good on a charcoal grill.
As you're discussing that, Dominicus slams his hammer into the ground and says a small prayer over the beast.
Someone hit me a religion check and someone hit me a perception.
I can do a perception.
Free choice of whoever. Not you, Cartman. You fucked off the landing.
I'll do perception.
Well, I can do religion, for sure.
I'm gonna do...
Religion is -3. It's probably best not. I've missed all the gods. They're dicks.
Is Stella D10 for the check?
D10 plus your religion modifier.
Well, I've got 14 in religion, so my modifier is 3 plus 3, so that's just D10 plus 3.
Yep. Matt, you've... Plus 3. Oh, jeez, that's really...
I rolled a 12, yeah.
So, I'll handle Matt's check first, because that's the easier one. You find 3 blood vials.
Oh, hell yeah.
Effectively just matted into this thing's fur. It seems to have been rolling around fucking shit in the clinic and just got entangled in it.
And you bless the wolf like crazy. Like, with that a 12 in religion, like, the roof... parts, and then like a beam of light just like encircles the wolf. We all become religious at this point. We all convert.
You've given him a sainthood somehow. So the blood vials would peel 1d10 health.
Ooh.
And they can be taken in combat or out. On the top of your sheet, actually, this will be relevant for you because you had a multiple a minute ago and you have this now. You'll see the equipped items bit. That is what items you effectively have, like, available to you immediately. You don't have it in a bag or in a back pocket. You have it where you can reach it. They'll be the items you can use in combat. For now, no one has more than 2 items, so you don't need to worry, but it might be worth noting down if you've got bullets equipped or a Molotov equipped or blood vials
equipped. I got a bullet equipped, I'll tell you that. Do I have the blood vials equipped?
Gertrude has her Werther's Originals equipped.
Unequipped stuff will just be in your inventory.
I just want to ask, for the equipped item, is it only your bullets and health potions?
Molotovs, you mentioned the stamina elixirs earlier, those would go there. Anything essentially that's a usable item immediately, and then ammo for stuff, is inequipped if you want to use it in a fight. Otherwise, stash your stuff in your inventory.
Okay, I follow.
I'm trusting you guys to keep note over... what you have ammo-wise and health potion-wise and such. So don't say you have 32 health potions. You're full of shit, you know?
I've still got that never-ending bullet.
Never-ending bullets. For the religion check, which was a 12, you both know that eating beast meat is probably not in your best interest, and that this creature, which was once human, is wearing fucked-up-looking cleric robes. You'll also know that the church often helps out in healing places. This was once one of the people that might have been tending to you.
So what you're saying is don't eat it.
Don't eat it. That was once a person. That's people meat. It's Soylent Green, if you will.
Okay, well,
it doesn't make any difference to me, dear.
I was a cannibal before!
Yeah, Dominicus says he mumbles his small prayer, and then he says, a cleric's robes. This beast. This was no beast alone. It was faith. It was one who traded in the old gods for false communion.
And with that, you guys will be able to have access to the rest of the clinic.
Do not eat its meat. It will be poison.
Now, what if I cook it over a 12-hour period to the smoker?
Oh, with a little bit of a good barbecue rub on it, possibly some salt and pepper. I mean,
the beast is
propane is no magic elixir.
It will surely ail you to eat that putrid meat. Maybe we can find some food in the rooms ahead of us.
Shut up, drag queen. Anyway, back to Claire.
You cannot cook away the curse.
Well, I don't know. My non burner trap. My non burner.
Go what?
No, nobody can understand your impression.
He's having a stroke! Quick! Gertrude, give him a Worthy's original!
Cook out the devil of anything.
Just slowly. Foam coming out of the mouth.
Alright, I'll give it mouth to mouth.
Clear! Clear! Clear!
Okay, we've got an old man, an old woman, an anime girl, and retarded Hank Hill.
Don't forget
this
Barbie.
Is Bloodborne.
Oh Christ!
Sorry, Barbie was the anime girl.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no. Wait.
Yeah, Cap's still definitely the only one.
I wasn't counting myself.
Okay. Baka Baka.
As you guys step into the main clinic area, you will see several beds that once held people that now hold corpses. Their ravaged remains slowly drip blood onto the floor, and there is the stench of rot on a few of the older, less intact carcasses. It seems like whatever person the wolf was has resorted to exactly what you guys were thinking of doing, straight up cannibalism. They have torn through and eaten most of the people here. And there's not a living soul to be seen. You also see no sign of the man that gave you the transfusion. None of the corpses look like they could be his.
Are any of them transformed?
A few of them have partial transformation. So as hunters in Yharnam, you guys will know that the Beast Plague is something that everyone fears and everyone suffers to some extent.
Oh, first thing I want to do is separate the actual people away in order to give them some sort of last rites.
So you will see that there are a few really mangled corpses that don't show any signs of beasthood at all. And then there are a few people with tufts of hair and like what little remains of their faces you can see is warped and there's too many teeth. They seem to have been restrained at some point to their cots, but they are now just ravaged completely.
Now, can I say, I know we're probably travelers from a faraway land, but does any of us recognize them? Like anybody?
You know, you are a lamb, so you won't really have associated with anyone from Yharnam, but the rest of you guys are from at least this nation, if not the direct area. And all of you have been around Yharnam for a little bit. I don't think you or Cartman would know anyone. The rest of you, give me a perception roll.
Oh, that's an 11.
Nice.
Oh my god!
Damn, two good rolls, that's a 9.
Yeah, so 11 in total.
She would be...
I don't know
oh my god, it's Jim!
cap as well.
My old flame! Used to ride that dick for hours, let me tell you.
Before you're going to be like, we could ride that thing for miles.
It's just a two for me.
I'd recommend that disembodied penis anywhere.
Jesus Christ. So, Gertrude.
A jar of pickles here, you can preserve it if you want.
You will recognize that one
it's
of
like
these...
It's like Rasputin's preserved penis. Don't look that up.
Oh, you know I'm gonna.
You'll recognize that one of these, the one of the transformed dudes, the kind of fucked up, weird haired, bestial looking ones, is Henrik, who was a member of the old retired hunters bingo club. You haven't seen him in a couple weeks, but he's definitely not coming back. Hey, at least
looking
you kicked
his
ass.
Better than I saw you last time. Yeah. Still shit at bingo, you bet.
Yeah.
Useless bastard.
And Hank will recognize, unfortunately, a once faithful customer of the local butchers who used to have some kind of quarrel. Thomas, his name was, and he's not transformed, but he is very dead.
God dang it, now where am I going to get my cuts of meat from?
All you both know is that the Beast Plague kind of gets you slow, drives you a little bit insane, a little bit more aggressive than hair and fang sprout, then you get more features. Neither of these guys had any of that. Like, Thomas and Henrik were completely normal human people last time you saw them, and it usually takes a couple weeks for it to get this bad. But Henrik's definitely half transformed, and they're definitely both dead.
This is not the result of a hunt. This is butchery in the name of false rights.
Yeah. With that, I think you guys can step out of the clinic and into the adjacent graveyard of Practical Means in Yharnam. Not many people survive their treatment. You were bathed in the orange smoky light of the city burning. Gothic-style buildings tower high into the sky, the cobblestones are splattered with the remains of men and beasts, and a bell tolls somewhere in the distance. Yharnam, it seems, at some point between you all losing consciousness and waking up here, has been set ablaze. And we'll end the first episode there, because we're just over an hour in. You can find us on Blue Sky, Instagram, and Twitter at A Pint of Cthulhu. We also have a brand new exclusive to Patreon season running of The Painted Wastelands, ran by Matt. If you liked what you heard today, leave a comment. And bye.